Now, what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting?
Mud. What? Dabber, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Would you call it a mud dabber or a dirt dauber?
Dirt dauber, either one would be
okay,
all right.
Okay, either one would be okay.
I don't know, I've ever seen one.
I don't either. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love them. Now, these questions are sort of fill-in-the-blank, you know, questions. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy
favors his father.
Right. Very good. Now, if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what is father?
Like his father. That would be the...
Well, yeah, like his father. Can't think of any other thing?
No.
Okay. Well, what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay. Now, if a city person comes to the country and, you know, is sort of snobbish or doesn't seem to know his way around, what might the country people call him behind his back?
He's city-fied, no.
Uh-huh. City-fied. Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
City,
yeah. Can you think of any other name that they might call a country person behind his back?
Country cracker.
Okay. Country cracker. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Negro.
Okay. Now, suppose you were angry. Now, these questions don't have to be answered. If you don't want to answer them, you can, you know, just say so. But suppose you were angry with a Negro and you thought he was, you know, trifling and no good. Would you refer to him in any other way?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, how do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
The white.
Okay. Now, do you know of any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people? I mean, you know, things that we wouldn't like.
I don't know. I know there is words, but I don't know.
Okay. Now, I bet, I don't know whether this has ever happened in your family, but suppose a father had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the father got awfully what about it?
Mad.
Okay. Now, suppose you've been working very, very hard all day cooking meals for all your children, and by nighttime you might say, man, I'm really...
Bushed. Tired, you know.
Uh-huh. That's very good. Now, say the school nurse sent one of your children home early, and it's not because he misbehaved, but the school nurse would send him home early because he... What?
Misbehaved.
Well, not if he misbehaved. This isn't the teacher who's sending him home, it's the nurse.
The nurse is sending him home.
Because he's...
Wet his pants.
Okay. Now, if a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say he feels sick...
In his stomach.
Okay. Now, what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Okay. Well, can I just name off some of these things I ask if you've ever heard of them?